No division of labor whatsoever. I don't think that would work out. There's only so many things you can do like that. For instance, it's very difficult to grow coffee beans in Chicago. I mean, you wouldn't be alienated, so you wouldn't have any Colombian workers, you know, getting paid peanuts for coffee beans, but...
If you wanted a home computer, you would have to design and build and program it yourself, which would be hard, but...
That would make people's lives very short, William.
Why?
Because they'd get on these projects, and that's all they'd ever do. Say I'm going to design some kind of a multimedia VRML workstation. I'd have to gather all the materials and blow the glass for the monitor tube or gather the liquid crystal for the liquid crystal display. It would get very complicated and time-consuming, and we wouldn't have the kind of sophisticated technology we have today. I think people should be more concentrated on sharing their labor rather sort of than this Hobbes thing you got going on. Dog eat dog, don't be divided from your labor, divide and conquer kind of Hobbesian.
It's also kind of a vaguely Marxist and Buckminster Fullerish kind of notion that we had to have a lousy society in order to get to the kind of society that we want. So things like the highway system were built for people to drive their own car and be alienated from the wilderness and from their fellow travelers. Even though it was a bad idea, it was necessary so that we could have the highway system, which will now be the public bicycle paths that I described earlier.
So are you trying to say that these Asian longhorn beetles infesting the trees all over the Chicago area, eating them from the inside, turning them into firewood, that's a good...